Where does it go? We're already halfway through our open line hour. We've got so many things to talk about and share. This is where we generally do our weekly home maintenance how-to, and we'll get to that. We completely blew past patio prep last weekend, so we were going to try and cram two in this week. But we also have our calls lined up. We're going to try. If you've been listening since 7 o'clock this morning, you know, I don't know if it's all the moisture and rain that's hit. I don't know if that the weather's so nice that we've got a little... Not Gary, but there might be some other engineering slacking out there, smelling the flowers. But we've been fighting a little electronic demon this morning, so we're going to try and take a call.
Well, you know, let me explain why you may have heard a lot of Cajun music this morning. One, why not? But we did have just a technical issue, and but the show went on fine, so... I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed the Cajun music. I think, you know, we started playing it and the phones lit up. So I'm thinking, maybe a little Zydeco will get you going in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Cecile, do I have that correct? Wants to talk about an electrical smell?
Clell.
Clell.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have live in a Hallcraft home in Scottsdale. And we have a kitchen queen hood over our stove. It was originally installed when the house was built. And we turned on the light yesterday, and it's got a strong electrical odor, burning odor. No fire, no smoke, but we got the odor, so we turned it off immediately. I haven't turned it back on. And I just don't know where I could go or who I should contact to get that fixed.
Well, Clell,
or if I can fix it myself.
You didn't throw any breakers.
No.
Okay.
No breakers.
All right. Well, my recommendation would be get an electrician there and have them kind of troubleshoot it to determine what could be the problem. A Hallcraft in Scottsdale. You're down there around Indian School and Granite Reef and Miller.
Yeah.
They're bomb-proof homes. I wish I owned 100 of them. They're great homes.
They are.
But I would go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. We've got various electricians that can get there and kind of troubleshoot it for you before you try anything else.
Okay.
That smell is so distinct that, you know, you get it taken care of. Don't hope that it just goes away.
No, I'm not. No. We'll get a whole electrician then.
And on RosieOnTheHouse.com, in your area, there's the Mighty Electricians. And there's Evanston Electric, both pretty equal distance from you.
Yeah, right. So both right in your neighborhood.
Whoever can get to you first will be equipped and qualified to help you take care of that issue. And we've also got Brutinell Electric out of Casa Grande, been a great plumbing and electrical partner for our Pinal County homeowners that tune in and rely on Rosie on the House for their home, castle, or cabin. If you're an electrician in Tucson or Prescott, Northern Arizona, and you've been in business 5 years, you're licensed, bondable, and insured, and looking to help serve the mission of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at Rosie on the House during the week. We'd love to get in touch with you.
And Clell, if you ever want to sell your home, call me.
Let's bring Gary in Tucson on the line next, or any Hallcraft resident listening. Rosie's a buyer.
Well, I love that
the
section.
Red brick.
I love that section right there.
Yeah,
that's so close to Old Town Scottsdale. I love that area.
Is the salt mine still there?
Yeah. Salt cellar. Yeah.
Salt cellar. Yeah. Got a good local place for seafood.
That's great.
Yeah. And then you got the Chart House on McCormick Ranch, char broiled oysters.
Gary in Tucson, how may we help you?
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. We just bought a house overlooking a sort of a ravine for my mother-in-law here, and it has the whole backyard is basically a deck overlooking the ravine. It's about 15 feet off the ground, and it's covered with pavers, and it's falling apart. It was built with TJI joists and then 3/4-inch plywood on top of that, and I assume something to seal it. Then sand on top of that, and then pavers on top of that. And it's 15 by 50 feet.
Wow.
That's a serious deck.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it's got a lot of water damage and some of the, I don't know if it's black mold or something like that. And so just wanted your input on what would be your first move in terms of replacing it. My mother-in-law likes the look of the pavers, but it seems to me that's a pretty strange application for them on a deck that's that high off the ground.
Well, Gary, tell me this. How old do you think the deck is?
It was built in 2004, 2005.
Okay. Well, they have now come out since then with pavers that are made just for decks. Now, when you go underneath this deck, you're just over the ravine. You're not over any living part of the house, right?
That's right.
If the rainwater that fell on the deck dripped through the deck, it wouldn't hurt anything.
No.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
It'd be fine.
Because what's causing the water damage for you right now is the waterproofing and the sand and everything is holding that moisture and not letting it go through. But they actually make segmented pavers that fit down in segmented retaining borders that you lay down on top of your TJIs, and it is a paver deck, but it's true. But
impermeable.
It's the water just goes right through it. Unfortunately,
it was made out of boards or something.
Yeah, and you could do that, lift it all up, and go back with 2x6 redwood or Doug fir, but boy, I could tell you the number of wood decks below the Mogollon Rim that I've torn out and put back in pavers goes into the hundreds of decks. That wood just doesn't hold up unless you're willing to oil it two or three or four times a year.
We appreciate the call, and I would probably start by calling Assurance Builders and see what they can tell you. A lot of times for decking applications, if we were doing a paver application, we would start with a landscaper. But because this is built up on a deck structure, I probably would start with the general contractor. If there's any structural reinforcement or changing out of the sub decking to make it impermeable, if that's the option you want to go. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. It's Assurance Builder for the Tucson and Southern Arizona, 546-9752.
And I don't know what Gary's do-it-yourself capacity is, but Gary, if you'll shoot me a picture of the deck, below the deck, elevation of the deck, and then a picture from the top of the deck, the removal of what you got there is going to be a big, heavy mess. But if the TJIs are still structurally sound, this grid system just fastens right to the top of that, and then the new pavers just fall in place like a puzzle. So it isn't that complicated. We would just have to have an engineer. And it's probably going to weigh less than what you've got there now. But I would still want an engineer to bless the TJI size and span to hold the weight. But if you'll send me a couple pictures at info@rosieonthehouse.com, I'll send you the manufacturer's literature on this drop-in-place paver product. Very good. Thank you, Gary.
Our weekly home maintenance to-do this week focuses on water filters. If you've got a reverse osmosis for your cleaning, those filters need to be cleaned on an annual or biannual basis, depending on manufacturing and use. There is the water filter. If you've got a refrigerator that dispenses water and ice, you've got a filter there that you have to worry about and change on a regular basis. And then if you have one of those pitchers that you're supposed to pour water into and it filters water down into the jug that you put in your refrigerator, those filters often have to get cleaned. And not cleaning these water filters can create problem and bacterial growth. So we've got to make sure we stay on that cycle of replacement or cleaning those filters, because if we don't, we're creating the exact opposite of what we're trying to do. We're creating dirtier water for drinking than the clean water we're trying to achieve. So if you so water filters is our home maintenance to do. You can sign up for our Rosie on the House Homezada app. You go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. It'll take you through to this new platform we've got for digital home maintenance, and you can capture these weekly to-dos from our home maintenance calendar, plug those into your maintenance tasks on a weekly basis, and complete them as we cover them weekly. You can set up reminders. You can set up, if it's something you're going to have a professional do for you, you can help orchestrate it through that, and it just helps you keep up with all the weekly to-dos we don't think about that compile. It's a lot easier to keep up with one or two tasks a week than 30 or 40 halfway through the year that have compiled. It helps save money, helps save preventative maintenance on construction costs, and at the end, it's transferable to the next homeowner. So if you're looking to sell your home, you've got a basically a history book of the work that's been done, and it also gives a new homeowner platform to what they need to do to help manage the home going forward. It's going to be a great application for first-time home buyers moving into their first home, not knowing what all a home really requires on a basis. We skipped over patio prep last week as we just had a ton of content and only 1 hour to cover it in. So you can go back to last week and get our patio prep as well. Our last caller, he was talking about a decking issue for their patio. We're going into our outdoor living season for the next few months. So it's a reminder to check all of your outdoor furniture, replace cushions, efflorescence. We've had a ton of rain and moisture, and as that moisture is evaporating, and especially as it replies to any masonry walls we may have around the house, brick homes, foundations, you may notice some white powder building up. That's the minerals in the concrete evaporating on the surface of the concrete structure as moisture seeps through. Over a long period of time, that can create deterioration, but it's a very easy problem to eliminate. Marvell sells a lot of great products to eliminate the efflorescence that's on the outside surface, and then you would just go back and apply a sealer. Cohels does as well. You can find those in the masonry category at Rosie on the House. And I happen to know that coming up soon, we don't have the exact date yet, but Marvell has just refurbished their Mesa location, and they're going to be doing a grand reopening that they want us out at.
Great.
So we're working on schedule. The original weekend they wanted us at, we were already committed to another event. I can't remember if it was the Flagstaff Home Show or the Tucson Home Show, both of those coming up in April that we'll be at.
Yeah.
But they were looking for the right date. So once we get all the details and the correct weekend lined up, we'll make that announcement here at Rosie on the House, and it's a great opportunity. If you've got a masonry project coming up that you're planning on doing yourself, you know, you might just want to, you know, hang tight until we get the announcement for that reopening live broadcast out at Mesa's Marvell Masonry location, and come out and see us there. They've got a lot of great professionals that can help you walk through what it is you're looking to accomplish and get you set up with the right tools, projects, and get you going for whatever project it is around your home, castle, or cabin.